Hello and welcome to Q&A with Perry A. And a guest today with me is Phil McCoy of Apex Clay, apex.com.
Hello, and, Perry.
Hi, Phil. How are you? I'd like to welcome everyone. We have some new listeners tuning in, so we may be going back and explaining things sort of from the beginning of what clay is and how it works. So let me start with that, and then we'll get on. And I do want to introduce Phil, though. Phil is a longtime friend and kinfolk, and he knows about clay, has known about clay probably about as long as I did, because we lived around the corner from each other. And he's been a lot of help along the way and has studied it like I have and used it. And to use it is to love it and to understand it. Wouldn't you say, Phil?
Absolutely, Perry. And we, with our business, Apex Bentonite Clay, we sort of go with the ABCs of clay therapy, and it sort of fits.
And what do you call the ABCs of clay therapy?
Well, the ABC stands for Apex Bentonite Clay. But the ABCs of clay therapy very simply are, and you've stated it many, many times, if you get the clay in you or on you, it will work. in a nutshell, that's just it.
Yeah, that's it. You got that. Well, we have some questions in queue, and so I'm going to run over to the Q&A line and see what we've got. Sarah from Augusta said, I have an old nickel crown on a molar. Can I still use the clay internally? Yes, Sarah, you can. Anything the dentist put in is the non-deteriorating metals. They don't rust. They don't fall apart. I have just about every type of metal in my mouth. Inlays, gold, silver, crowns, fillings. And I just had braces for 5 years, and I brush with clay. I pack my gums in it, and it has never rusted or deteriorated, any of them. They don't use things in your mouth or in your body that will deteriorate, so you're quite safe with taking your clay.
May I add to that, Perry?
Yes.
I actually have partials. I have full dentures upper and partials on lower, and I've been using the clay daily for 15 years. If anything, the clay actually helps keep the plaque buildup off of the metal parts of those lower partials. No discoloration, no deterioration whatsoever in that entire time. So I completely agree with you. It's totally safe.
Good. Thank you. Yvette in Farmington, is clay good for hormonal balance in women? Is it also good for liver detox? Yes, ma'am. We've had some people who said they don't hit their PMS when they start on clay. Clay is all about balance. It's homeostatic, and it wants to bring the body into balance. There are four attributes to clay. The primary attributes is that it detoxes, that it stimulates, that it alkalizes, and that it balances. It has a wisdom of its own, and it knows which parts of the body need which pH. And the Indians say clay has a mind of its own, and a wisdom of its own, and it knows where to go and what to do. And after you've been taking clay a while, you'll realize that's quite true. So it is good for balancing, for different types of problems, it female problems, you know, if you have like fibroid tumors or something of that nature, you can put a poultice over your lower stomach. But drinking the clay is very good for just balancing. Now, if you're talking about going through menopause, you may get sweats. I have some people that say they don't get night sweats as bad once they started on the clay. So to keep that in mind. They may not completely go away. You're going to have some deal. I went through menopause so easily. Of course, I was single then and by myself, and I didn't have anybody to tell me that I had the air conditioning too low or anybody to complain through. about being hot or something. So it just went through it real smoothly. If you're by yourself, it's amazing. You kind of don't notice. You just kind of take what is and go throughout your day. And I wasn't barking at anybody to tell me I was kind of irritable. She also asked, is it good for liver detox? Absolutely. You want to put a poultice over your liver. The first time you do it, you want to do it for about an hour, maybe twice a day for an hour, and let your body adjust, your body organ adjust to the clay. And then after that, you can start putting it on and leaving all night. We've had wonderful results with that. It stimulates the liver. You can do it on your kidneys. But you want to do one body organ at a time. So you don't want to do your liver and a kidney, or both kidneys, or your liver and your thyroid. So you want to rotate the organs, because sometimes it sort of it puts a drain on you to do so much at one time. So use a little common sense with that. Anything you want to add to that, Phil? I took that because it was a female question.
Well, thank you very much. On the detox, the liver detox, and you did mention not doing multiples at one time, because it does draw a lot. The other thing that would aid in that would be not only the poultice, but doing the clay baths. That will give an overall detox, but it will also help that organ. So you might do your poultice and then use the clay bath to actually clean off, after
yeah.
you remove the poultice, then get in a good clay bath, and that will help overall. Yes, exactly. Very good for it.
Good suggestion. Natalie says, I suffer from malabsorption and can no longer take any supplements, or I become extremely acidic. I was about to try activated charcoal or clay, not sure how to heal my stomach. I pulled up some testimonials today, and one of them refers to you, so I'm going to refer to it now. It was one on leaky gut. The lady said, I had a blood test back in October 2010, and my body is not absorbing all my supplements. I have a leaky gut. I've been drinking liquid clay since March of 2010. It is now December 2010, and it has helped this condition, plus many more health issues that I had going on with my body. I have a very sensitive system, and I had no problem with the clay being added daily. Clay is a wonder, and it did balance my pH. So back to your question. Let me get on the line here. Clay works on the whole body, so I think it would be very beneficial for what you have. And I would suggest starting with 2 ounces three times a day and building up to 3 ounces three times a day. And you can go more than that if you need it. So you can go up to 4 ounces three times a day, or 6 or 8. We've had tremendous gut healing with 6 to 8 ounces of the liquid clay a day in some cases. When we first started out, everybody thought about 2 ounces was you're good to go, or even 1 ounce. But if you have something serious, particularly in your gut, because the bacteria ebbs and flows with what we eat and our stress levels and things, sometimes it's important to be more aggressive than that. And the clay will definitely help with your acidity. Charcoal and clay have some things in common, but they're really different in their function. So charcoal is very messy. It draws, but clay has such a strong surface area, I think you'd be better going with the clay. But you want a good clay and a quality clay. And the clay that Apex uses is an excellent clay, and it's checked for quality. They use the living clay. So let me see here. We have another question coming up, Phil, and I'm going to let you take this one. It's from Mary Law, my friend in Kansas. This might be a dumb question, but if I'm drinking liquid clay and hydrate 1 teaspoon of powder clay and 1/4 of a cup of filtered water, does using more or even less water make a difference in how the liquid clay passes through the body? And it's amazing work. Sometimes when I hydrate the clay, it's thicker than other times, so I thought that's what brought the question to mind. I know that I prefer drinking a thinner clay water. What do you think, Clay, Phil?
Well, I think that however you get the clay in you is a fantastic way. We have people that take it in smoothies, in slushies. I think, Perry, if I recall, you even use it in your coffee from time to time.
I have.
If you, the issue there really is about preference and the amount of the actual clay that you want to impart into the body. So if it's thinner, if you mix, for instance, the way it's normally mixed is one part clay to eight parts water. If that consistency isn't good for you and you want to thin it down, then instead of taking the 2 ounces of liquid, because you put added more water to it, you might take 3 ounces to make up the difference just in the strength of it. As Mary mentioned, it does thicken up when it sets for a time. I don't like it thick, so I'll go in and really not measure, just put the water in it, and just take a bit more if you feel like you need to. It's really all about personal preference. You can't take too much of the clay. You absolutely cannot take too much. Whatever the clay doesn't, whatever it doesn't use, it just passes through the system. And that's the wonderful thing about this clay is there are so many different methods of that you can utilize to take it and use it. And I think on down in the comments, we've got another question about this as well. So it really doesn't affect how it passes through the body or how it works. And as I said, if you want the amount, if you're on a program and you want the same strength that you would get from the typical mix and you send it down, you would just take a little more if you felt you needed to.
I'd add to that, if you have digestive issues, what the clay is doing at that ratio is coating. But sometimes clay thickens on standing once it stands in. And if you clay packs, it's like flour. And sometimes you get a spoonful of loose clay that's got a lot of air in it. And other times you get a more packed, condensed spoonful of clay. So, and that is a rounded spoonful of clay and 2 ounces of water or a fourth of a cup. So you're taking the right ratio. I wouldn't dilute it down too much. Some people put a teaspoon and 8 ounces of water. There's not much coating there if you're having pH problems and really want to clean the gut. You don't want to be able to see through it. And besides, when you drink it like that, the clay is chalky after you drink it, and you're constantly having this chalkiness in it. So if you want to add a little water to it, that's fine. I wouldn't do it. I still would not want to be able to see through the clay. Doesn't
exactly.
have to be real thick, but sometimes when I leave my bottle standing, by the end time I get down to about halfway, it starts to thicken up. So I just add a little water to it. I don't even measure, just water it, shake it, get it about the consistency I like. Okay? All right. Thank you, Phil.
You're welcome. Perry, may I go back and just touch on Natalie's post about the malabsorption comment? With the gut, there was something there that struck me that she may need to hear, or that all of our listeners may need to hear. The thing that's really important to understand about the clay, as opposed to any other supplement or any other program that you use in working with stomach or gut issues, is this: the clay will not take any of the positive, good stuff out of your stomach. Some of those things will take the gut flora that's good, and you have to take probiotics to replace that. The clay does not do that. The clay cleans the lower intestine. It cleans the colon. It allows our bodies to absorb all of the nutrients and proteins, the good stuff that we put in, and doesn't affect those. And I know Perry has gone through this. I had a severe case of acid reflux, and without harming any of the good stuff, the clay straightened all of that up, and of course after 15 years I don't have any issues with it at all. But I just wanted to touch on that it does not, the clay does not affect the good stuff in our system at all.
Yeah. It's got a wisdom of its own. You said the positive good stuff, and I think you meant positive as relating to good, because the clay is looking for a positive charged ion, and the bacteria, the bad bacteria, the fungus, the yeast, the heavy metals, the toxins are a positive charge. It's just like a big negative magnet going through your body, absorbing the bad stuff. It's taking out the trash. And it has the wisdom to know what's trash and what's not. That's the beauty of clay.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to take a moment here because I know Mary has been sharing the clay with her, another site she's on, and invited people to come on, and we have several listeners today, and some of you may be new to clay. So I want to take a moment to tell you what clay is. It's volcanic ash. It's been birthed through the core of the earth. It's the core of the earth birthed through a volcano with all the impurities burnt out, and you've got 60 to 90 trace minerals and parts per million and a few of the major minerals and percentages. This is blown into the sky, and it lands in inland lakes, seas, rivers, creeks, waterbeds. And over millions of years, this clay is supposed to be 43 million years, according to the geologists. And over that time, the lakes and rivers dried up, and this bed of clay, this vein of clay, pure vein of clay, develops. And it has a very strong negative charge from the volcano. Now, the minerals are linked together. You don't necessarily take clay for a mineral sublimate. When it goes through the volcano, the heat fuses the minerals together, sort of like a welder, or imagine a chain-link fence. It's referred to as a super compounded structure, meaning that it's very strong, and it takes a lot to break the minerals out. It takes very, very high temperature and strong acidity, stronger than the body can produce. And the clay goes on, and it's what makes the clay particle. All these minerals fused together makes the clay particle, what we know as the particle. The particle size is too large to pass through the colon wall, so like Phil said, it goes in one end, cleans house, and goes out the other end. It's not absorbed into the bloodstream or the body. But this negative charge is extremely strong. Now, clay has some other attributes, and one it being that it is a catalyst. And as a catalyst, enzymes in the body can attach to the clay particle, and together they can co-create, and they can make some vitamins and minerals that the body's deficient in that the clay doesn't even contain. That's the beauty. That's why they refer to it as living clay. Your smectite family of clays, the bentonites, are called living clays because they're capable of change, of interactive exchange of elements and chemical changes within the particle. So that's what clay is. And this large negative surface area, if you imagine a little stack of microscopically thin business cards, those are the clay particles. When you add water, this is a swelling clay. Your bentonites are swelling clays. As it expands and swells, there's space between those layers where the water flows. And when the water or the toxins in your body flow through there, both of the sides of that little microscopic card have multiple negative charges on them. So it's a very strong negative magnet, and it just sucks up the bad stuff. It doesn't kill the bacteria. It sucks it up and carries it out of the body. And clay has a 50-year lifespan, so supposedly the bad stuff that it collects, it can hold for 50 years before it begins to break out. It's an amazing stuff. The surface area of a clay, and 1 gram of clay, which is less than a teaspoon, would cover up to the 80-yard lines if you put these little business cards side by side on a football field. That's just in 1 gram, less than a teaspoon. So if you're drinking a couple of ounces a day, if you're drinking 2 ounces a day, you're getting a lot of coverage for balancing the body and getting that bad stuff out of there. Now, since it doesn't go into the bloodstream, we have to depend on the clay baths to detox what's already been absorbed and in the body that the kidney and the liver couldn't filter out. So that's why we recommend the clay baths. And then they are so powerful. And, you know, I can't explain to you what a clay bath is. You have to experience one. But once you experience one, you're hooked. They are very relaxing. They lighten up muscles. They open the chi and energy in the body. And if you take them at night, you'll sleep like a baby. They take out soreness from your tired, sore muscles. When you're in the bath and you feel your leg, it'll feel a little slick, almost like air bubbles, but it's not. And you rub it off and it feels like skin again, and a little while you touch it and it feels slick again. It does this detoxing very, very gently. You're not even aware. But if you take 2 clay baths a week, they say for 3 months, 2 1-cup clay baths a week for 3 months, that it will detox heavy metals. We've had a child with 7.3 levels of lead in his system, and in 3 months it was gone. May have been gone before then. His dad was giving him 2 clay baths a week. He was 3 years old, so he was only giving him a half a cup of clay because he didn't use as much water in the bathtub to cover his body. And he was also drinking a tablespoon of clay daily and came back clear of lead. So that's how strong this clay is. So I wanted to give you a little background on what it is and what it does and how it works. Debbie from Santa Rosa. I've started my mom-in-law. Oh, wait a minute, I skipped one. Mary Law again. Can living clay calcium bentonite assist with weight loss? If so, how would you suggest it to be used and what protocol to follow? Thank you for all your help, Perry, and I always pray God's blessing for you. Thank you, Mary, and I feel that. Mary and I have become very close through the clay, and we email quite often and have a beautiful relationship going. Friendship. Some people do report weight loss, others don't. And the one that did the most said she was drinking 3 ounces of liquid clay 3 times a day and copious amounts of water. She said all day long she drank water, and at night she took a kefir of water to bed with her, because when she'd get up to go to the bathroom, she would drink more water. And she said she got in about 3 days, she didn't crave chocolate anymore. She was a chocolate hound, and even at Easter time when she had all the little chocolate Easter eggs out, she wasn't even tempted, you know, and didn't have that addiction that I've just got to have just one, and we never stop at one. So for several people, it does work, but I think you have to. Now, she did not exercise because she had fibromyalgia, and it cleared up her fibromyalgia. She had been on lots of medicine and was able to get off all of her medications and just be on clay. And for her, she lost, in a year's time, she went from a 2X to an 18 or a 16. And that her testimonial is on our information website. I want to give that to you. It's bentoniteclayinfo.com. There are testimonials there. They're in categories. You can look through and read all of them. It's a free information site. These recordings will be posted there tomorrow. They're archived there, plus recordings from way, way back, so you can kind of pick around and choose and listen to what you want. There are numerous articles there, and it's a free site. Now, on that page, there's a downloadable booklet, How to Kickstart Your Day with a Triple Swelling Calcium Bentonite Clay. I recommend you go by those directions to mix your clay. It's very simple. We recommend using it in a blender to mix it. When you put it in a jar and shake it, you're going to have some residue and grit in the bottom. And you also, it tends to lump. So you never want to stir clay. One thing you don't want to do is leave clay in prolonged contact with metal, like metal lids or a metal teaspoon, kitchen spoon, because it'll rust them. Now, your body parts, your hip replacement, the clay's never going to touch them anyway. And again, those are non-deteriorating metals. They use titanium and things that don't fall apart. So there's a little background on that website. And as Phil was mentioning earlier, there are lots of different protocols for different ailments. I have a new book out called Calcium Bentonite Clay, Nature's Pathway to Healing. And you can get it if you go to the free website. There's a link for the book there. The book has over 180 ailments with different protocols because each thing is different, and it gives you the variances that you need for whatever that is ailing you and how to use it. It has the do's and don'ts of using clay, what to do if you get constipated. Most people have 3 good bowel movements a day, but 20% of us, if our digestive system is out of balance, tend to get constipated. Just take over-the-counter magnesium tablets or whatever you're taking to keep your janitorial services working. It's an easy fix. And so the book tells you all about clay, how it works, how it's been used since the beginning of time. There's testimonials, there's recipes, there's suggested uses, there's mixing directions, and there's the future of clay. Things that are happening now with clay, they're building clay straw bale houses for insulation, and that it's less likely to have mold, and even clay biotics. And so it's got everything you need to know about clay is in the book. And the book website, if you want to go there, is theclaybook.com. Okay, Phil, I'm sorry I got so long on that. Did you want to add anything to the weight loss question?
I would, if you don't mind. I mentioned earlier, we've mentioned, you know, from the beginning of using this clay, the cleansing properties of it, which is key. It draws all those positively charged toxins out of our system. It attaches to them, actually, and makes it part of that clay molecule and flushes it out the pipe. The biggest part of this nature remedy in our common sense healthcare program is that it allows the body, it brings the body to a place where the body can keep itself whole and healed. It's a catalyst, as Perry mentioned earlier. When you clean the toxins and the waste out of your lower intestines and your colon, just being able to absorb the good nutrients and proteins and the good stuff into our system is the beginning of that healthy lifestyle, the health benefit. And some people, with me, it helped me lose weight, but it really wasn't the clay helping me lose weight as much as it was bringing my body into balance, getting rid of the acidic situation in my system and alkalizing properly. That gave my system the opportunity to bring itself where it could live healthy. This is a big encouragement that I always give everyone. Don't stop. If you start using the clay and you begin to have discomfort, you get constipated. The constipation isn't because of the clay itself. It's because it's cleaning house and it's trying to get that stuff out quick. You know, let's clean this up. As Perry said, take magnesium. Do whatever you need to do to keep your plumbing system flowing. If you feel like you're taking too much or it's too severe, you know, you can back up. If you're taking 2 ounces 3 times a day, lessen that to an ounce, maybe twice a day, 2 or 3 times a day. But a lot of people start feeling those discomforts, so they'll see the rash or get constipated and get concerned about it, and they just completely quit the program. And that's sort of defeating the purpose. So my encouragement would be, to stay hydrated. Staying hydrated is very important. With the clay baths, You know, I like to keep either a good cold glass of water, sometimes even Gatorade, because it will affect the electrolytes, especially if you take the good hot ones to open the pores up. But do be aware that that stopping the clay therapy altogether is really defeating the purpose. And that's really what I would like to offer on that.
And on that subject, clay is not addictive. You can stop it at any time you want if you want to. I've been taking it for 20 years. I don't want to stop it because it keeps my body in balance. It keeps me out of the doctor's office. And I think that's what Phil was trying to say. But you can stop at any time and you have no withdrawal symptoms. There's nothing addictive about clay. It's kind of like drinking water. And it's definitely good to support your immune system, as he said. Debbie in Santa Rosa, I started my mom-in-law on clay about a month ago. She has GERD and coughs so much, I thought it would help. I told her to take it, but she's taking it as following, mixing 1 teaspoon with 8 ounces of milk and a scoop of protein powder. She says it makes a rich and creamy. And what do you think of the combination? Thank you. I think it's good to mix it with it. Clay does help thicken things. So when you mix it in your smoothies, you may need a little more liquid because it's going to make it nice and creamy and smooth and thick. In this case, I think she needs to increase the amount of clay to get rid of her GERD. And I would say, how is she doing? Does she still have that acid reflux or not? And if it's getting better, then she's probably getting enough. If not, I would increase it at least to a tablespoon of the clay powder in her 8 ounces of milk because you have kind of a weakened the clay there, but the amount of clay. So maybe move it to a tablespoon. But if she's getting the results she wants with the teaspoon, then that works for her. We're all different, so I'd go with that. Okay? Let's see here. Ann said, would a clay poultice on someone who has eczema on the palms of their hands work? What do you want? You want to take that one, Phil?
I'm not real familiar with the eczema.
Okay.
I do know that. I will pass that to you, Perry.
Okay. Any kind of skin condition, hives, eczema, psoriasis, it's an imbalance of your digestive system, of something on the inside is out of balance. And a clay poultice is excellent. The topical applications on clay on eczema and psoriasis, I had a gentleman the other day and the doctors told him nothing, it would go away, just learn to live with it. He had it on his back of his knees and his elbows. And in 2 weeks, it went away with using topical applications of clay and taking the clay baths and drinking the clay. We had an 83-year-old woman who was covered head to toe in eczema. She'd had it all of her life. As she got older, it was getting bad, and her skin was so crusty and hard that she wouldn't go out in public because people would stare at her. It was on her face and everywhere. Her daughter came to see her and didn't realize she had gotten so bad, and she brought her clay, and she started giving her, first she would get her naked, and she would put the clay mud, the mask, all over her body, the topical application, let her stand there while she was fixing a hot clay bath for her, and she was putting a cup of clay in the bath, put the clay that was on her. And she would get her in the bath, and if she made her sit in hot bath water, the little lady was saying it was too hot, and I don't think you need it that hot, but anyway, she did, and then she would get her out and rub her down with coconut oil and wrap her in a towel and lay her in bed for 30 minutes. Well, she did that for 4 days, drinking the clay, and the bottom line is the morning of the fourth day, all this scaly skin fell off her body, and she woke up with a bed full of this crusty, scaly skin, and her skin was beautiful. I talked to this lady. She had raised 11 children, had 11 children, and she was going to a family reunion, and she wasn't going to go because of this condition. She was so thrilled. She said, not only am I going, but I am going to wear a short sleeve blouse. So, yes, it definitely works. But I would use it all three ways, internally, because the skin is always a reflection of something going on, not balanced on the inside. In addition to that, you can use it for shingles, poison ivy, poison oak, hives, any kind of rashes. Put the clay on it immediately. Okay, Phil?
Yes, I was just going to add, my wife uses the hydrated clay for conditions on her hands, and one of the ways that she does that is to actually put the clay on and then put on the rubber gloves like you would use to wash dishes or something, the Playtex, to keep that hydrated and moist. I don't recall exactly how long she wears those, but rather than just putting on, you know, the poultice and just with a covering, you could actually put that in the gloves and sort of mush around in it. It keeps it real, real moist and comfortable. And then, of course, when you're ready to clean it up, then just take the gloves off. I think she puts hers inside out and cleans them and cleans her hands. But it seems to work really well for her.
Yes, that's another thing with things on your hands. You can. We had a lady that burned the back of her hand with hot grease, and she stuck it in a bag of clay. She didn't have gloves. She was camping at the time, but she had her clay mask with her. She put a plastic bag over it, and she said within minutes, the tremendous pain of the burn was gone. And the next morning when she took it off, there was no blistering. The back of her hand was tender and pink, and as long as it was that way, she kept putting clay on it. And to this day, you can't tell which hand was burned. It left no scarring at all. That was with hot grease. So,
with the clay being a natural.
Any kind of thing.
Sorry, yeah. Go ahead. Oh, I was just going to say, with the clay being the natural analgesic it is, anything like that, burns, cuts, bites of any kind, I keep a little jar of it in my tackle box when I go fishing and I get more mosquito bites than I do fish bites. I can put that on right away, and it takes that sting off immediately.
It actually pulls the venom out.
Yes, it does.
I want to back up to one of the prior questions because I found a testimonial here about cleansing the colon, and you were talking about this full getting those plugs out. This lady said, I started with 3 tablespoons of hydrated clay, the clay mask, 3 times a day with plenty of water. So instead of mixing the liquid, she was just taking the hydrated clay. And it goes down very smooth. If I have a sore throat, I'll put a spoonful on the back of my tongue and just let it slowly go down my throat to ease my sore throat. But she was, so you can eat the mask, and that's quite a bit of clay, and she was drinking lots of water. You definitely want to drink water with it, maybe jump up and down a little bit to mix it. But the first 2 weeks, she said it was sluggish with small amounts of plugs that passed easily. It was the 3rd and 4th week when the serious plugs and black masses passed through. This is when I cut back to 1 tablespoon twice a day because it was so painful because of the constipation. I have given myself 5 enemas because of the fecal matter was so hard, plug-like. What came out with one of the enemas was almost black and at least 1 foot long, twice in the same day. So there's no doubt in my mind I've been getting really rid of some really nasty old gunk. I love these testimonials. And I have another testimonial here on, I can find it, on the clay enemas. This lady said, I tried the clay water enema yesterday. I think it was a great effect to clean the bowel, and a lot of bad stuff came out. Easier and more convenient than coffee enemas, which I have used enemas on a regular basis. Dr. B. Jansen, Bernard Jansen, says clay water is very useful in absorbing toxic substance. I think it is true, and I'm very happy to be finding one miracle natural path. So there you go for the clay enemas. And now clay enemas, you take a pint of water and add 2 ounces of the liquid clay, and it's very cleansing. A lot of times with digestive issues, it's good not only to drink the clay to clean from the top down, but maybe use an enema. And a lot of people with cancer do coffee enemas, and you can use a coffee clay enema. You can add clay, the 2 ounces of liquid clay to your coffee enema for a little better results. So I just wanted to drop that in there since we were talking about the colon earlier. Okay, let me get back to our page and our business. Let's see if we have more questions here. Anne said, what is the recipe for the clay toothpaste? There are a lot of people who use different things. I mix a clay powder, and I can send you the recipe. I use about 6 tablespoons of generous tablespoons of clay powder, a scant teaspoon of baking soda, about 2 teaspoons of cloves, and a little stevia, and mix it up. And then I take some peppermint oil, and I put just a few drops in there. And you have to put a rubber glove on and mash the drops up, because they'll end up little hard balls of clay, peppermint-flavored clay. So you want to mash them and get the clay, the peppermint distributed in there. So it takes a little while. You have to put a rubber glove on, like one of those little surgical gloves, and feel for those little balls and mash them up. And then I put toothpaste on my toothbrush and tip it in there. Now, a lady the other day sent me some toothpaste she made. She has 2 kinds. One is a high mint, and the other one is it tastes a little salty. Her name is Pam, and her website is Pam Perspectives. And she uses coconut oil and things, and it's a creamy toothpaste. And she's been experimenting and sent me some, and they're really good. So go to PamsPerspectives.com. P-A-M-S and Perspectives, plural.com. And you can, she also has a clay cream, which is like a massage cream with clay. You know, if you put clay on sore muscles for a massage, when it dries, clay is very, very, you know, it's dry. It's like a dry cement on your skin. So she mixes it with oils and has a wonderful creamy consistency, and she has some herbs in there that give it a nice aroma, and you can put it on sore muscles, or I take it with me when I get a massage. Sometimes I get all tight in my neck and shoulders from sitting at the computer too long, and I have her massage that in right at the end and just leave it on there. So Pam has some really good stuff there, and that's Pam's Perspective, and she does use the living clay in her recipe. So I suggest you go there for that. Do you have a special recipe, Phil?
I really don't, Perry. I keep it simple. I just use my toothpaste and the regular clay. One of the things that I do, and I know you and I have talked about this quite a bit, I use the clay as a mouthwash. The liquid clay. Typically, what I do is in the morning I'll go in and wash my face and hands, and my clay is sitting right beside the sink, and I'll just put it in my mouth and swish it around. And I am a firm believer that the instant that you introduce this clay into an organism, whether it's topical, internal, through the bath, in whatever means, it begins to work immediately. When you begin to take the liquid clay, you'll feel a bit of a drawing. It doesn't have a bad taste. It doesn't have a bad smell. But there's a bit of a drawing sensation. And I don't have any scientific proof to back this up, but my belief is that the minute you put it in your mouth, it begins to draw those toxins and that bad bacteria, I mean, just that quick. So I use it as a mouthwash, and then I put my toothpaste on the brush and just dip it in just the clay powder, and it seems to work really well. That's probably because I'm a guy and I'm kind of lazy, and so making the mix is, I'll just use the clay.
Yeah. Well, I like the flavor of the toothpaste.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then this is what we're talking about.
I've had some here. It's delicious.
And, you know, that's what I'm talking about. We can, you can all try, you can experiment with clay. The way I discovered the body creams was I had some old Jergens lotions, and Jergens lotion was very greasy back then. This has been years ago. Now, you put it on, and you can't open the doorknob, turn the doorknob for a while, and it just greasy, and then after a while, it's gone, and you have to go get it again because your skin's dry again. So I mixed a little clay with it, and like the lady said in her smoothie, it thickened it, and it became very rich. Clay absorbs oil, so if you're taking clay, you want to take it away from prescription medicines, and if you're taking like fish oils, you want to take it away from your oils because it has a tendency to absorb oils. We tried to get them to use it to clean up the BP oil spill. They could have sprayed dry clay on there. We actually did an experiment. Kyle did it with motor oil, and I did it with olive oil and sprinkled the clay on top, and it just absorbed the oil and sunk to the bottom. And then when I'd reach in, I thought, okay, now if I go in and stir that clay with my fingers, is it going to release the oil? And it never did, but it did sink to the bottom. So I thought that was interesting. I got off on a tangent there when we were talking about toothpaste. But to each his own, so experiment and see which way you like it best. Bernice in New Orleans, I've just started drinking the clay, and I was wondering if there are any foods that should be avoided that might interact badly with the clay. Not to my knowledge. I drink the clay before meals. If you're doing a cleanse for the first time, you probably want to drink it away from your meals because it can get to your colon and cleanse it better. But after you've done your cleanse, you can take it any time with food, before or after. Frankly, if I'm going to eat Mexican food, greasy Italian food, or anything with a lot of oils and butter in it, I want to drink some clay before I begin so it can grab that cholesterol and that excess oils, you know, before they go into my body. And if you drink a little clay before your meals, whether you're eating organic or not, if there are toxins and pesticides in your food, they're going to be released when you chew. And if you have some clay in your stomach, it's going to absorb those toxins before they go in your body. So in that way, it's a great preventative. I haven't seen it bother any foods whatsoever. It doesn't bother your nutrition. Like Phil explained earlier, your supplements and your nutrition. Clay is nothing but minerals, and it's got the only minerals you get are in their cation exchange layer, and there are four minerals there, calcium, potassium, sodium, and magnesium. But you only get small amounts, and it's not enough for daily minimum requirements. So keep taking your supplements. Even though it's sold as a supplement, there's no category for clay. It's not a food. It's not a supplement. It's not a drug. And they don't know how to classify it, so they classify it as a supplement. And some people actually believe you're getting the minerals from the clay. You can get minerals because of the catalytic action through enzymes indirectly, but you don't get the minerals that are directly in the clay or not broken out and bioavailable to the body. All right. Wow. Good questions today. Did you have anything to add to that one, Phil?
Well, you mentioned in that brief conversation about taking the clay away from, like, fish oils. If you're taking certain medications, you can check with your pharmacist, not your doctor, but your pharmacist. They have a book that says how long each drug that you're taking, how long it takes to actually assimilate into your body and be used. After that point, then you would take your clay, because some of those things have positively charged ions in them, and the clay will or can absorb those and affect the efficacy of that medication. So that would be one of the things. Typically, we say a couple of hours is pretty good. If you have any questions, of course, on any of this, always consult your physician. But that's the main thing. If you know, with me, I am on some medications, and I just take my clay either 2 hours before or 2 hours after, whatever works with the schedule. As far as having any adverse effects, it won't, but it can affect the potency of the medication. We did miss one question, Perry. Frank
okay.
Davis from San Francisco, and I'm going to let you take this one because you touched on it a lot. When giving clay to dogs, is there some protocol to know how much to give them by their weight?
Okay. Yeah, these are, I just clicked done on the other questions and these popped up. And that was a good point, Phil. This is why I like having someone that knows clay on the air with me sometime, because some things I take for granted and forget to mention. And that was a good point about that. All this information is in the book. You can find it at theclaybook.com. And it has the do's and don'ts of clays and what detox reactions are and how to deal with them. That's about the worst thing you're going to get from clay is maybe a reaction. Some people get a headache if they're detoxing faster than the body can expel the toxins. They may have flu-like symptoms, but they only last for a few days. It's a temporary deal while the body is adjusting and it's releasing. The clay stimulates the release of toxins sometimes quicker than the body can relieve them and eliminate them. And so it's good to have that information. It's actually a sign that the clay is working. Just cut back, slow down on the amount, but keep taking it. Oftentimes on a wound, it will get worse before it gets better. And I'm glad, Frank, you asked this, David, a question, because we hadn't mentioned pets. And clay is as good for your pets as it is for you. I have people who give it to their cows, their horses, their cats, their dogs, even wild animals. So some people bring in rescue animals and use it for healing. Yes, there is. And in the book, there's a whole chapter on pets and explains by their weight. Small dogs, you just want to give a teaspoon. Your medium dogs, you can give 2 teaspoons full. And the larger dogs, you can give a tablespoon or more if they're really large. A lot of people mix the hydrated clay, and that's why I'm saying a teaspoon of hydrated clay. Or you can just pour an ounce or half an ounce. What's not used by the pet's going to go in one end and out the other, but there's no sense wasting your clay. We've had old lethargic dogs who couldn't get around anymore and started drinking the clay and eating the clay. And, I mean, there's one dog that couldn't jump on the furniture, couldn't even go up the stairs. And in 3 days on the clay, they found him upstairs on their daughter's bed, and that was a big jump for him. So you got arthritis and your joints are hurt, and go drink some clay. There's so many things that we haven't even covered today that I forget to talk about that clay covers. And they're all in the book. And also you can go on that website and look at the testimonials to find different ways to use it. If you're worried about the Zika virus, keep your clay with you and put it on immediately when you get an insect bite. It pulls the venom out. So, and it takes that sting away. You can actually, on a wasp sting, you can actually feel it sucking and pulsating as it's sucking the venom out. Mm-hmm. Connie and Carncard say, can you still take a clay bath with clay if you don't have a filter or fluorine and have fluoride or chlorine in the chloride in the water? Absolutely. It will clean your water. And clay has, you know, this 9.7 pH, so you don't have to drink special water with clay. And I like drinking spring water. It's filtered. It doesn't have the added fluorine and chloride, and it's what I mix my clay with. But you can mix it with anything. If something's bad in there, it's going to capture it. So it will not hurt at all. And also on taking clay baths, you want to mix it in a blender because you don't want any lumps. And if you sprinkle it, you're not only going to get lumps in your tub, but you're going to get a fine dusting of powdered clay all over your bathroom. So mix it in a blender. The little mixing direction book is on the bentoniteclayinfo.com website. and anyone can download it and print it out and read the directions. It's very simple. Okay, Phil, do you have anything? Oh, and by the way, it's very safe for septic tanks. If you mix it right and there's no lumps, it actually helps your septic tank. We had a professional septic tank guy that wrote an article about it. So it's good for your septic tanks, your cats, your dogs, and what ails you. Feed it to your plants.
Stuff.
Take your bath water and scoop it up and go water your plants with them, and it's like fertilizer to plants. They just grow and bloom. Yeah.
On the mixing of the clay for internal use, and Paul touched on this last week, the only thing that we found any problems with are the flavored waters. They don't mix well with that. Other than that, you know, we've had questions, can I just mix it with my tap water unfiltered? Yes, you can. The clay is going to pull those impurities, the chlorine, the fluoride, and that sort of thing, and not allow those to be absorbed into your system. With the baths, it will definitely actually filter that and still have a very strong pulling power. It won't affect its efficacy at all. And I wanted, for the new people that are listening, clay is like flour. If you've ever worked with flour, and I know in times past I didn't think about it and made gravy and it turned out a lumpy mess because I didn't mix it properly. With this, mixing it in your blender, put half of the amount of water that you're going to use in the blender first, then put your clay powder in, then put the remainder of your water on top, and blend. If you put your clay right in first on the bottom with those blades, it'll purify eventually, but it's going to create sort of a gummy mess. So if you'll use that procedure, water first, half of the water first, then your clay, then water on top, and blend it that way, you'll come out with a nice smooth consistency. And that's whether you're using it for drinking or using it to premix for your baths, or whatever.
You're right. And, yeah, I like to blend it for at least 30 seconds on high, and it gets the grittiness out of it. It makes a very smooth mix. When you buy the liquid clay from the company, there's no residue in the bottom. But if you mix it by hand and shake it, you're going to have gritty residue at the bottom. So you want to really mix it good. And anytime you use a blender to mix it, be sure and wash your blender blades before you go get in your clay bath or anything.
Clean them off, yes.
It will rust the blender blades. I mixed some the other day, and I used extra clay, and I had my water that way, but it still lodged around my blades. And even though I had this beautiful mix and poured it in my tub, when I looked, there was some gummy that was just stuck to the blender blades that I had to go in and wash off.
Take time to clean that, yes.
Yeah. So good points there. Well, let's see if we have any more.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Terry.
Go ahead. I'm just going to see if we had any more questions.
Okay. I was just going to ask if I could take a moment to give a little bit of information about the clay that we are resellers of, the living clay, which is actually what you started at the very beginning. This is your creation, if you will. And I'd kind of like to sing the praises of that, if you don't mind.
Okay, this is a free information site, and I'm not promoting or selling a clay. People ask me what clay I like. I founded the Living Clay Company, and I compared this clay to 40 other clays, and it appears to be superior. I just wanted to say I'm no longer selling anything. We sold the company, but I still support people in educating them on how to use clay because I think it's the best thing for us. So go ahead.
And this is on the lines of education also, because there are many, many clays on the market. That are touted for primarily external use. There are some that say that you can use them internally. The things that you want to look for, and again, this is primarily for the folks that have just tuned in and are new to the clay, you want to look for consistency. The clay that we use is milled to a 325 mesh, so it is the consistency of flour. It's very fine, very smooth, it's very clean. This particular find, Perry mentioned earlier, the geologists have termed that it's 43 million years old. It was also beneath a bed of filtering mineral, which is called zeolite. So it was naturally protected from the leachings of the surface impurities. The swelling of the clay is a big deal. And this particular clay, as Perry mentioned, swells or grows, if you will, living clay, 3 to 1. So one part of the clay and 3 parts water will give you 3 times the amount of clay that you would have in, say, a clay that doesn't swell at all or only swells 1 to 2. And this particular company, and from the very beginning, has done an excellent job of ensuring the quality of the clay, making sure there aren't any impurities or contaminations of their product. I can remember a couple of times that we had to send product back to the mine or use it for other purposes because it did not pass the quality assurance tests that was required before we would pass that on to our customers. But the bottom line, and you'll hear any one of us that have been involved with clay use for a long time, if you get clay in you and you get clay on you, it will work. So I encourage everyone to step out and be brave and add this to your common sense healthcare program. And, and I know Perry is always available for questions and answers, as are we. Anything we can do to help.
Right.
Thank you for that, sir.
Thank you, Phil. And there are some good clays out there, but I invite you to compare. People compare all the time and tell me they can tell the difference. And so the proof is in the pudding is what I say. So, well, we've had a wonderful recording today. We've gone for a full hour. So I'm not going to take time to see if anybody on the call. Well, I will. If anybody on the phone lines would like to ask a question, if you'll press star 2, I can open your line. That's star 2 on your phone. But I want to thank Phil for being with me today. It's good to have somebody to bounce off and remind me. You know, a lot of times I forget something or we back each other up, and it works very well. Phil's been around the clay since the beginning when I started in my garage as a different company or under a different name. And so he'd know at first we had to train the mine how to how to clean the auger at the mill, because sometimes they'd mill it on top of another clay and it would get mixed in ours. But now they send through about a ton of clay to clean the augers before they batch up our clay and send it to us. So they take a lot of care to make sure that it's pure and clean and free of contaminations. And it's also a triple swelling clay. Most bentonites are known as swelling clays, but they swell 1 to 1, meaning when you mix them with water, you use one part clay to one part water. So this clay, when you mix a 1 to 3 ratio, you're getting 3 times the amount of mass, say, because you're using 3 cups of water with the same 1 cup of clay. And so you're getting 3 times the volume. And if you have any questions, my information is on the education site. You can call or email me. Go to bentoniteclayinfo.com. And if you came through us through the About Clay group, got the notice on the About Clay group, we started a chat group, a bentoniteclayinfo.com chat group, and you'll need to sign up and register through us. The company has taken down the About Clay site and is no longer supporting that, so we encourage you to sign up for free for the new chat group, because one of these days they're going to take that offline and realize it's still there, and you're not going to know where to go for your information. So I wanted to make that available. Thank you all for joining us today, especially Phil. They can fill your orders if you want clay. Phil, do you want to give your phone number out?
Sure, absolutely. That is area code 906-221-3931. This website is apexbentoniteclay.com. We also have, I'm pretty sure we have links to the information site. I know we have links to Perry's book. If you have any questions, any of your listeners have questions, I'm always available. Call at any time. Perry, it's been an honor. Thank you for inviting me. And thank you for all you've done in promoting this wonderful source of health and healing to humanity.
Well, it's been a pleasure and a joy, and I love being here for people. And I believe suffering is optional, so I'm going to be a spokesperson for Clay as long as I can afford doing it. And thank you all for listening in. Now, go have a wonderful weekend. Don't forget to take your Clay out there for sunburns and mosquito bites. Get out and play. It's summertime. Hallelujah. Thank you. This is Perry A. and Phil signing out.